It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate is back at work today, and senators are under pressure to get some kind of deal on coronavirus relief. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senators are coming back to the same problem they left last week, a wide gulf between the two parties and even among Republicans themselves on the size and scope of another coronavirus package. Congress has already let federal unemployment benefits and a moratorium on rental evictions lapse. At the end of this week, PPP expires. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he'd support delaying the August recess, which starts Saturday, in order to reach an agreement. The House left last Friday, but can be called back within 24 hours' notice. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Residents have voted to get rid of a name tied to the KKK in their neighborhood in Denver. Stapleton in northeast Denver will be renamed Central Park. The name Stapleton had come from a former mayor who was in the Klan. State Senator Angela Williams said the change needs to be replicated to move the country forward.
We're saying here in our neighborhood that we don't support racism. We don't support social injustices. And we don't support anything that is representative of that.
Activists' years-long effort to change the name picked up steam after George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. Aurora's city council will likely choose a new police chief when members meet tonight. The council is considering four candidates to replace Nick Metz, who left the post 7 months ago after a series of scandals, including the death of Elijah McClain, who died while in police custody last August. The Sentinel reports the council will also consider a ban on police use of chokeholds tonight. Police used a chokehold on McClain before his death. The metro area has highs near 90 and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon, 80s in Colorado Springs, and near 100 in Grand Junction today. This is CPR News.